Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time of day it may be when you decided to hit that play button. This is Stephen J. Kuzmina coming at you again with another entry in this prosperity series. Prosperity and abundance, whole life prosperity, filling our life to the fullness of good in every area of our lives. Time and money, freedom, relationships, health, vocation, purpose, passion, peace of mind. That's one I don't know if I threw in there earlier. Peace of mind has been defined by so many authorities on the subject of prosperity. Peace of mind being one of the greatest definitions of prosperity. So that's what it's all about too. To have that peace of mind. So to get to this whole life prosperity, the ironic thing is we do have to step outside of our comfort zone from time to time. But that should be an easy thing to do, because if we look at where our life is now, and I recognize, acknowledge, and respect that many of you may be exactly where you want to be. Maybe there's just some fine-tuning and tweaking you're doing. But the stepping out of our comfort zone in those areas where it's not quite right is a requirement to move ourselves, because of the old ways that we were doing things, the old ways that we were thinking, the old patterns, the old habits didn't quite work out the way we wanted them to work out. Perhaps we were letting our life be designed by default and not making conscious choices and decisions rooted and grounded in divine guidance and divine wisdom. So now we're in that place, focusing on moving forward, stepping into our greatness, stepping into that abundantly blessed life we are all called to live, so that our joy may be complete. This is about joy, happiness, and living life. Yesterday I left you with some positivity, a whole bunch of positivity, hopefully, that was calling you to say, yes, I can do this thing. Yes, 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 saying yes to your dream. We talked about putting prayer first and doing that above all else when you rise in the morning. In all your waking moments, having that consciousness of thanksgiving and letting that be your prayer. So let's begin here now with a deep breath, and let that breath of life that we're inhaling, you know, we can't even breathe ourselves. It is the divine givingness. It is divine life that is animating us. So let's just take that deep breath in and exhaling, breathing deeply and releasing. Breathing in and breathing out, and just moving ourselves to a state of appreciation. Letting our prayer just be thank you. Thank you for this beautiful moment of now, this eternal moment of now, where we get to choose our thoughts, where we get to decide our direction. Thanksgiving, knowing that we are not alone. Inside, in this place, we always have the divine counselor here, waiting, willing. Let us move forth into this day, being an abundant source of praise and blessings to all that we encounter along our path. And we breathe in, and we breathe out, and we walk this day in joy. And so it is, and so we let it be. Amen. Truly hold that with you all day long. James Dillett Freeman, we call him the Poet Laureate of Unity, says, all there is responds to a word of praise. God responds, we respond, everything responds. The whole world sparkles, quivers, comes alive. Things vibrate and are quickened. We vibrate and are quickened. Heaven and earth are in tune with us, and we are in tune with them. When we give praise, everything wants to give in return. So let's move ourselves to that place of being that person of increase by giving. Remember, giving is not always just about opening the purse or the wallet and handing out cash. When we give praise, everything wants to give in return, but let us not do that for that reason. Let us not give for that reason. Let us just be cheerful givers. Everything else will fall into place in perfect divine order. So let that be our step this day to walk our path with praise and blessing and thanksgiving for all that is. Walking in joy as we shower praise and blessings on persons, places, and things, not only that we encounter, but that we hold in our mind. Let's make a commitment to do this every day. Let's walk this path and begin every day with prayers of thanksgiving. You know, starting this way is a beautiful way to start anything, whether you're working on your prosperity consciousness or starting your work day, a new project, a new task. Maybe you're moving through a crisis in your life. Maybe you have major decisions to make in any area of your lives. It's always a good idea to start from this place. This place within, this secret silence, this secret place of the Most High. When we talk about our prosperity work, early on, when I was studying prosperity, I went through a book that encouraged all of us readers to enter into a partnership with God. And that might be a tool that may assist you here. Let me share mine with you, and this is from years ago. And it's still valid to this day, and I love to pull this out when I do this work and read it. Because it's probably more a affirmation for us. But it's the security of knowing that we are doing all things through this inner Christ consciousness that strengthens us, that shows us and points the way, saying, yeah, you can do this thing, you can do all things when you come from this I Am center, this presence of good, this presence of life within you. I said, dear God, on this day, May 9th, this was years ago, I'm proposing a partnership with you. Let's get right down to business. All I ask of you is that you continue to make sure that I look to only you as my source of wisdom, inspiration, and guidance. My one true source of prosperity and abundance. Please do not let me color outside the lines, so to speak. At times I wander, and I ask that you keep me focused and centered within, with you. Also, please meet with me daily for our meetings in that secret place that you know I like to call my sacred silence. I promise to come to you with everything, especially when I notice I may be getting off track. When I meet with you, I promise to shut up and listen too, and not keep asking for stuff. I will carry with me a consciousness of prosperity and unlimited abundance each and every day, in every thought, word, and action. I will also give praise and blessing to every good thing that comes my way, walking with an attitude of gratitude, glorifying you in thanksgiving for the abundance I see everywhere. One more thing, God. Please put up some kind of barricade or blockage in place so that No more of those thoughts of lack or limitation can get into my consciousness. And that's it. Maybe write out your partnership agreement. I think maybe one thing that I might do different is tighten that up a little bit so there doesn't appear to be any separation between myself and the divine. Although in the allness that God is, in the bigness that is God, all energy, infinite potential, everywhere present, all power, all wisdom and knowingness, to comprehend that allness of God, we do bring that internally by calling to it as the Father within, as we've been taught over the years. But just know that there is no separation. We are just affirming this divine givingness within us and aligning with Source, aligning our hearts and mind with God. And truly, when we do this, there is nothing that is impossible. So we move forward. We're crafting our dream. Hopefully you've been crafting your dream, and we craft that again in the affirmative way, in the present tense that says, I am filled with thanksgiving. I am filled with gladness and joy that I am now. And then we fill in the blanks. We fill in the blanks for every area of our lives. Time and money, freedom and health and relationships and passion, purpose and thanksgiving, and for that peace of mind that I mentioned earlier today. We fill that in. So now we move into that commitment part of that. That devotion part of that. Because we truly can be, do, and have it all. We truly can. It's just training our minds in this new thought, in this new way of thinking. If we would just look to the abundance that's all around us, that is 99% of the battle right there. Knowing that we are already immersed in the abundance and then placing our order, making the decree, knowing what we want, fueling it with that burning desire, and holding that as our dominant thought. I may have shared this from Pam already, but it's Pam Grouton in her book, E Squared. But it's back again about focus. She talks about being broke. She says, let's take being broke, for example. Most of us can agree we don't want to be broke. So what do? We devote our minds to avoiding it. We work long hours. We call our stockbrokers. We read books and articles about getting rich, fully ignoring the fact that by trying to get rich, we are devoting our minds to the idea that we're not already rich. Consequently, we've decided in advance to be broke. If we simply devote our minds to feeling rich, to being grateful for all the already apparent riches in our lives, say our families and our wonderful friends, being broke would disappear. We only experience it because we devote our thoughts to it. That's how powerful our minds are. So what we're simply doing here is aligning with Source, deciding what we do want in our lives, and letting that be our dominant focus all day long. We're lining up with a different energy. Remember, we're changing the dial from that old way of lack and limitation. We're moving up the dial to affirming our goodness, to affirming our prosperity. So today, I'm calling you to look at that dream you've been crafting. If you haven't, start now. If not now, when? You get to choose. You're going to make choices and decisions no matter what anyway. And each choice and each decision in every moment is going to be creative of the next moment. So why not call in exactly what you want and give that your energy and attention? So if you haven't already, work on your dream, stated as I said earlier in the affirmative present tense. Dream big dreams too, because you can be, do, and have it all. And let's make this commitment and devote ourselves to our dream. You know, one of my favorite quotes of all time is by W.H. Murray. He says, "Until one is committed, there is hesitancy, the chance to draw back, always ineffectiveness concerning all acts of initiative and creation. There is one elementary truth, the ignorance of which kills countless ideas and splendid plans. That the moment one definitely commits oneself, then providence moves too. All sorts of things occur to help one that would never otherwise have occurred. A whole stream of events issues from the decision raising in one's favor all manner of unforeseen events, meetings, and material assistance which no one could have dreamed would have come their way. I have learned a deep respect for one of Goethe's couplets. Goethe says, whatever you can do or dream you can, begin it. Boldness has genius, power, and magic in it. Begin it now." Again, that's from William Murray. I love that. Boldness does have genius in it. Boldness of decision, making the choice that here is what I want, and I am going after it. I will step outside my comfort zone now and commit. I will commit to my dream. I will commit to this partnership with the divine. I will commit to a spirit-led and spirit-guided life. I will commit to this positive path for spiritual living, placing prayer and meditation first and foremost in my life. This is seeking the kingdom. I will commit and be devoted to practicing the inner presence, the divine presence that lives me, moves me, and breathes me. I will commit to following the wisdom, inspiration, and guidance that I receive in those times of prayer and meditation. I will commit to following what I receive. I will pay attention to what I receive. This is true power, operating, committing, and devoting ourselves to our dream and what we want to experience in our lives. Because created in the image and likeness of good, created in the image and likeness of God, in the image, in the imagination of the divine, those longings of our hearts, those desires, are what the divine wants to experience through us and are not to be ignored. Yeah, it's okay to want them. It's okay to want to have those experiences that we call our dreams, wishes, desires, intentions. It's okay to live our lives in that special place somewhere over the rainbow. Yes, it's okay. Commit to it, devote to it. And as we heard in that quote, providence moves, things line up. One universe collapses and another arises when we make that bold commitment. And this, I tell you from firsthand experience, it is amazing. Decide, take that step and say, yes, I am doing this thing. This is seeking the kingdom. Commit to those ideas you receive. Commit to that guidance. Commit to that inspiration. And remember, whatever your dream is, you don't have to know how. In a previous entry, I shared with you how I was inspired to no longer look to the easy button and look to live a spirit-guided life and a spirit-centered life. And this really spoke about the no need to think about how, which is the foundation of prosperity teachings, rooted and grounded in a spirit-led life. We lay it down at the altar. We place our order and say, here's what we're looking for. Here's what I am looking for. Here is my desire in my dream. I will do it your way. Fill me with wisdom, inspiration, and guidance, and I will follow. Today I make that commitment. I make that devotion to holding this dream dominant. Here's what that whole piece said from the day of my birth and on October 25th, many years ago. The title was Our Resource. The affirmation said, God is my all-providing resource, and I trust Him to prosper me in all that I do. Seek ye first His kingdom and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you, said Jesus. He knew beyond a shadow of a doubt the infallibility of this miracle-working law when it is practiced. We can prove in our own lives the rule Jesus gave, seek God first. We can claim Him as our all-providing resource. Jesus did not mention the ways in which the bounty of God should come forth. He did not stipulate the means by which the bounty of God should take form. Neither is it necessary for us to decide just how our supply is to come to us, nor just where our supply is to come from. Our part is to work diligently and faithfully with God as we are directed in prayer, and there shall be no end to the increase of His good. In our seeking, we will find that trustful spirits, open minds, and willing hands help to bring His kingdom and His righteousness into our lives and affairs. And this piece from the Daily Word closes with Matthew 21, verse 22. And all things whatsoever ye shall ask in prayer, believing, ye shall receive. Notice all these quotes. They say all things. They all say you don't have to know how. They all tell us providence moves. Person, places, and things move into our field of experience when we make the commitment and we devote ourselves to our dream and thinking this new thought and then this new way and taking our attention off of what we don't want. It's up to us. Let's move into a little bit of meditation and know that today's message is about moving into a partnership with the divine, opening with prayer everything that you do, and making that commitment and that devotion to your dreams, to spirit, to the practicing the inner presence, the divine presence, to following that wisdom, inspiration, guidance you receive, to opening, aligning with source, aligning your hearts and minds with the presence of God, and walking every day with a prayer of thanksgiving in your step, with praise and blessings for every person, place, and thing you encounter in the physical world of form, and those person, places, and things that you hold in consciousness in reverential awe for the thanksgiving of their beingness. I invite you to allow my words to be the words of your heart. Let's take a deep breath. Focus on your breath and let everything else go. Be fully present with me right here in this moment. Let my words be the words of your heart. God guides me on a unique path. God has created me to fulfill a divine purpose. As I pray, I am assured of divine direction and follow the inner promptings of my soul. I am guided in right ways for my unique path, confident and fulfilled in trust. trust. I listen in the silence. God is my source of infinite abundance. I open my mind to divine ideas that show me the realm of possibilities. I am grateful for all the ways my life is enriched and fulfilled by Spirit. Through faith, I continue to be blessed in amazing and bountiful ways. I am open to my good as I wait in the silence. Is my all. I am grateful and abundantly blessed. God is my source of unlimited good. Centered in this awareness, I give thanks for prospering ideas, and I open to the goodness of God in full measure. I welcome every blessing, expected and unexpected. Affirming abundance, I return to the silence. I am fearlessly and wondrously prosperous. My heart rejoices in the divine flow of abundance, always present and expressing. With gratitude, I reflect on the many ways prosperity shows up and enriches my life. I am assured of continued and unlimited blessings as I give thanks in the silence. I joyfully give, and I joyfully receive. In a spirit of joy, I deepen my awareness of the law of increase. Abundance flows to me as I give, and with a grateful heart I receive. In this joyous circle of giving and receiving, I prosper. I give thanks for each opportunity to bless and to be blessed. In the silence. And we breathe in and we breathe out, and we gently bring our attention back to this time, place, and space with thanksgiving and appreciation for the divine givingness of life. Make it an awesome day. This is Stephen J. Kuzmina. I love you.